You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco-based choreographers Kat Cole and Eric Garcia are the directors of Detour Dance, a company that creates multidisciplinary performance and film with an emphasis on social justice. They've been working on a new show for the past 2 years called Fugue, all about the history of queer people of color in the city, specifically in the Mission District. And that's where the piece will be performed. From a meeting point in front of a church, audience members will travel up 24th Street with performers guiding them along the way to a final section in the old Sears building on Cesar Chavez. Kat and Eric spoke with KALW's Jen Chien about the research and collaboration that went into making Fugue.
Kat, tell me about the origins of this new piece, Fugue. Where did the idea come from?
We started the process by going to the GLBT Historical Society. They're one of the partners for this project, and we were just researching and seeing what has happened and what has been talked about in the Mission District before us, particularly around queer communities and immigrant communities.
Some of the beginnings of that research at the archives were sort of being receptive to anything that kind of surfaced up, like pictures of protests in the 60s and 70s, and then pages and pages and pages of journals. There were already transcript interviews. We found maps. It was just like, oh my God, like there's so much stuff here, and it was kind of exciting to see the work that's already been done. And so from that, we had this idea of like interviewing community members, doing these anonymous surveys, and kind of that started kind of like cultivating a bunch of material that we then turned over to our collaborators, our playwrights, to kind of start teasing
out. So building kind of your own archive in a way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Adding to the archive that already exists.
Absolutely. As young queer folks of color, it's sort of like it's our turn to kind of carry on that lineage, especially in a neighborhood that we were finding very little actually about the Mission District. Most of what is in the archives, understandably, is like based in North Beach, the Castro, and it's all told through a very particular lens. And so that was kind of like, wow, there's this kind of like small gap that we're looking at, and let's try to highlight that.
And was this the first time you've done so much research for a performance piece?
Yeah, it was definitely like we wanted to do this right. We didn't want to like come in and just like create these stories in the Mission that are completely fabled and not rooted in anything, and I feel like that is a very like huge foundation layer. However, I think what the piece has become, we've departed from that a little bit, and it's really kind of rooted in this kind of fantasy and this kind of experience of leaving.
So can you tell me a little bit more about what's going to happen during Fugue, during the piece? It starts in front of a church, and then the audience is going to be asked to walk through the neighborhood. What's that going to be like?
We're going to be having sort of this like coquettes, draggy, glittery, kind of fantastical costuming and makeup. And so we're inviting the audience to come. You have to pick a new name for yourself in the new city. You have to kind of show up in sort of some sort of like elevated kind of outfit
wardrobe.
Yeah, so there's definitely a sense of fun with it, that it's not a walking tour of queer history in the Mission, that it's like, we're leaving the city, come with us, we're gonna change our identities, and we're gonna like go here and be awesome together. So there's a certain amount of like funness with it. It's not a walking tour, as I think it's easy to fall into that perception. The audience members arrive at the church, and they get sent off to various locations in the Mission. There's bookstores, taquerias, the library, you know, so they get sent off, and they're told to meet a guide. And so each guide has a unique route through the Mission, kind of retelling stories about particular buildings, about people they've encountered, about this city we're going to. And then the second part of the performance is ending at the old Sears building, and it's sort of like this portal, the waiting room or portal to this other city.
I am curious about this idea of nostalgia for a time that you yourself haven't lived through, or a kind of longing to know what that's like. You're both transplants to San Francisco, you met in college here, and you're also not old enough to have lived through a lot of the times that your piece is dealing with. But can you talk to me about that feeling of nostalgia and ownership of memories, and how you dealt with that in making the piece?
Yeah, I think as we were going through all of these archives, we found a map from the 80s, like a tourist map from the 80s that plotted out all of the gay bars in San Francisco. And there were even, like, you know, lesbian spas. And I was like, what? Where is that? Why can't that be here when I'm here now? And you know, so there was just that feeling that came up. And I think when we did the interviews, what was surprising and sweet in a way was that this kind of feeling is not new. The people who were here and moved to San Francisco 20 years ago had the same feeling that I'm feeling.
About the time before they moved there.
Exactly. Where was the San Francisco that I was told existed? What is it now? You know? And I think just understanding that that feeling was something that people generations before us have also said of the city was really interesting, and I think ended up informing this other approach to the piece, which is that we wanted to take audiences to a new city. You know, what if that fabled city existed and we can go there tonight?
Like Kat was saying, I think what was one of the most powerful parts of the research was the interviews and hearing San Francisco was expensive. And, you know, it's just like it's the same type of conversation that's been happening. And it's just like it's a different group of people now than it was in the 70s. It's now like tech. And it's going to change again. And some of the interviewees were like, San Francisco is defined by its people. And being a San Franciscan is being okay with this constant change.